In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today we are in the 50 days after the resurrection, and today the fourth week. And as I said before, there is, if we say, we can consider that the eighth Sundays after the resurrection. The first week it was the Easter, the resurrection, and the second Sunday is present Thomas Sunday, which represents the faith. And the third Sunday is present the bread and how I can't live without bread, and the bread is Jesus Christ. And today we are talking about the water. And the Samaritan woman, it was on the main, we can say that the main gospel we are reading, a long gospel reading during all the week, three times. And you can imagine how we are looking for the Samaritan woman. Starting by, I can't believe how Jesus Christ was thinking about this woman before. Let's go to the story and see how Jesus Christ, he was thinking about this woman. In first, all the disciples came to Jesus Christ and he said, I'm hungry. أنا جعان. Like the disciples were looking to Jesus Christ with like, oh, what? You're hungry? Like, okay, ما سمعناش كتير منك كده. We didn't listen to this word before. The first time that, like, I see, you see, we are hearing or listening that you are very hungry like that, and you ask to go and buy bread or buy any food. And the disciple went. But Jesus Christ has different way and different also to think about. He was thinking about a woman. She is lost. She couldn't go up and raise up. She couldn't stand. She couldn't do anything. She feels guilty all the time. During the day, it's hot. It's too hot to a woman to go to the well in the spring to take a water. Why she decided to go during the day, which is, however, she can go early morning, like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning before the sun, and or, for example, like evening before the darkness. But why she chose to go during the day? Because she feels guilty. She didn't want anyone to look to her. How many of us like that? How many of us, like, we can't go, and we know ourselves that we have sin inside ourselves and we want to hide. It's the same like a Samaritan woman. But Jesus Christ, who knows everything in the heart, he chose to walk, and finally he was tired. And I will stop on this part, in this word. He was tired. This is exactly what Jesus Christ is doing. He is not only, for example, calling me one time. For example, if I am away, I'm not listening to him. I am very, like, there is a distance between me and between him. He tried many times in order to come back to his bottom, and he is tired. But he never stopped. عمر ما المسيح كان بيتعب. هو تعب, بس عمره ما كان بيبطل. That's why if I look to my life, I will see that Jesus Christ, he was looking to me every, and he is like following me every single day. He tried to call me and to talk to me. Habibi, ana bahibak. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ, he gave to Samaritan woman. He didn't give anything. Like, just first of all, that the first lesson I have to learn from this story, God reaches out the people regardless the race or class or sin or whatever. Jesus Christ came because he loves me and loves me. And I will highlight me, and I will highlight me, and under, like, I will 100 lines under this word, it's me and you. He knows you and me by name. And he is looking to see me and you happy, but happy in him. That's why he went to Samaritan woman, he said, and he asked for water. Jesus Christ, are you thirsty? بجد انت like انت تعبان وعطشان وعايز تشرب. Yes, I'm looking for the people who are outside. I'm looking to the people who already away from me. I am 30 for these people. I'm looking forward to come back and to see everyone come to my bottom and to be happy inside in me. That's why he said, because in Ephesians 2:4-5, he said, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. This is exactly what Jesus Christ is doing. He's loving me, whatever I'm doing. That's why he stopped it with the Samaritan woman and he said, okay, I will give you a water, a living water. And I will stop again on this word. What is the living water? The living water, it's only the love, the compassion. We are here in the church. We are not talking that we have rules and you have to follow the rules because it's rules. No. The rules here is the love of God. I'm following everything because I love him and he loves me before. That's why my reflection is loving him. I'm not following the rules because someone telling me you have to do that. No, it's coming from my heart. That's why the Samaritan woman, what she did, she left everything, what she felt, the compassion and the love from Christ. She left everything and she said, I saw Christ. He loves me. That's why I'm telling you, I'm not talking to the servants, I'm not talking to the deacons, I'm not talking to the priests, I'm talking also to everybody in Christ to love each one. Show them the compassion and the love. This is the living water. It is not by rules and not by anything. No. It's only loving Christ and I will do everything. Who can imagine that the Samaritan woman who feel guilty and she wanted to hide herself, to not appear to anybody in this place, left everything and she went to the everybody and she preached it and she said, I saw Christ, or I can remove Christ and I say, I saw the love and I saw the compassion. That's why this is what we are reflect today. We are saying we love him because first he loves us. The first epistle of John 4:19. And he said also, nothing can change God's love for you. One of the fathers said, no one can change the love of God's love. No one. Whatever you did, still God loves you a lot. That's why the second lesson that I can learn, God knows our sins and failing and wants to reveal himself to us as the only one who can save us. A lot of time we are feeling guilty that I'm going to Abuna to confess how he will see myself and maybe he will judge me. No. I learned a lesson from the 40 days. One of the monks said to me, When anyone comes to you to confess, remember you sent me. And remember also that he is better than me, because he come to confess, and I don't know if I have time to confess or not. And also I have to remember my weaknesses. That's why I said he is better than me. This is the confession. And I learned the lesson. You can imagine this between, like, a monk said to me, or he taught me a lesson. What about God who forgive my sin and forget everything? That's why Jesus Christ, when he saw Samaritan woman, he didn't judge. He didn't look to anything. He didn't even got his eyes away from her. No. He was looking to her and said, and he's looking deeply. He was looking to her heart inside. And he revealed himself to her. And she asked for a water. And he said, I will give you my living water. What is the living water? It's the love. And he showed her the love and compassion. And finally, she left everything. And she said, he is Christ. He is Christ. Then the third lesson I have to learn from this story also too. God changed our story and gave us a new life for his glory. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The second Corinthians. You can imagine what happened. Then when the Samaritan woman came to Christ and he revealed himself to her, this is the light of Christ. He cleaned everything inside the Samaritan woman and she became pure. And she said, I confess, yes, I said what I had. She was honest. Christ was thinking, he didn't condemn her. He didn't judge her. He said, when the Samaritan woman said to him, yes, I have, it's not my husband. He said, yes, you are true. You are honest. You said the truth. When he said, go and call your husband, she said, no, I have no husband. He said, yes. This man who is with you now is not your husband. Jesus Christ didn't see all the black. He didn't see anything black. He saw only a point, a small point, which is like white point in her page, black page. He saw only the small point. I'm talking about myself. I'm judging the people. I'm seeing only the black, but I can't see the white. Even if it's small white, even if it's big white also too. I'm only judging the people and I'm saying what you have to do and what you have not to do. And I'm not looking to myself in first and judge myself. Jesus Christ, he didn't see anything, because he knows very well her weaknesses. And he said, I'm not condemning you, I'm not judging you at all. You said the truth. He is Christ who loves everyone. This is the healing water, is the love. If really you wanted to change anything, if you wanted to change the people, if you wanted to change to come, let the people come to the church and change her everything in her life, love them and show them the compassion. I will tell you a story happened with me from 3 years ago. I was here at the church, in the church, and I had a meeting on Wednesday night. However, we have to decide to do a meeting with some of the servants on Wednesday from 3 years ago, and it's like back and forth, like in emails, which day is the best, and finally we decide on Wednesday night. However, there is nothing on Wednesday night. Now we have a deacon meeting, but before wasn't. Then what happened, I was here with the servants downstairs in the basement, and there is a lady came to the church, into the basement, and she said, there is any lighter, I wanted to light have a candle. Some of the servants show her where is the light. And then after that, I don't know why, I felt that I wanted to leave the meeting and I wanted to see this lady upstairs. Inside me, like, there's something tell me, go and see what she's doing. And then I came to the church. She was in the back here, and she was looking to the icon of St. Mary, and she had a candle in her hand, and she was crying. Then I told her, I'm here if you need anything. Then I go back to my meeting. Then after like 10, 15 minutes, she came back to me downstairs in the basement, and she asked me, can I talk to you a little bit? I told her, yes, for sure. Then we stand on the stairs. I told her to come to the church upstairs. No, I want to talk here. It was in the basement on the stairs. She told me, you know what? I feel that God is love. This is starting by that. I feel that God is love. Am I right? It's right or wrong? I was looking to her, okay, can you tell me your name in first? I don't know even your name. She told me her name. Then I asked her, why you are seeing that? And why are you telling me that God is love? She told me, you know how many years I'm not at church? I didn't come to the church. I told her no. She told me like around 16, 17 years. I don't know who is Christ now, even. She's half Canadian, half Egyptian. And she told me, but I don't know, today morning, from the morning, there is a feeling inside my heart, God is love. Then I told him, I will go to the church tonight after I finish my work. It was Wednesday. And if the church is opened, then you open your heart to me. However, finally we decide to have a meeting on Wednesday, which is not habit to have a meeting on Wednesday night. And finally, she said, just I opened the door, I found the door is open, ready for the church, and I came to the church, I was crying, God loves me a lot. She told me like that, I feel there is someone is talking to me in my ears, go to the church, I am waiting for you. She told me the same word, I was like shocking. It's like I'm looking to a movie. I'm watching a movie, what she's saying. Then she said, then I told her, okay, there is any problem in your life. She told me, okay, by the way, I know that you are Abuna, and I'm not confessing. I don't like confession. I don't like anything. Even I don't like priests. So tell her, merci, خالص. One of my family. Then I told her, what do you think about God? She told me, God is love, I know. I tell her, okay. Then what do you think about that? You did that. I told her all the sins in over the world. And she is moving her head like that. Yes. And I'm telling all the sins. And after that, I put my hands on her head. I give you the absolution because you already confessed. God loves you a lot and he forgave your sins. She told me, it's easy like that? Yeah, it's easy like that. And she was like, I saw a face different, a happiness and joy face I can't explain. And she told me, really, God is love like that? It's very easy to confess and very easy to come and to repent. Every single week, she sent me a message. Abuna, I go to the church and I took the communion. And every month she come to confess. I was, after she left, I go inside the church, inside the altar, and I was looking to him. What you're doing? You change the people. You change their heart. You try to find the people. You try to find one by one. He is Christ who loves everyone. He is Christ who loves everyone. After you go to back home, if you have an orange, okay, do these signs. Peel the orange, أشروها ورموها في مية and put it in the water. She go to the deep. هتغرق. خلي الأورنج unpeeled orange and put it in the water, she will float. Either. The orange is covered. The orange is covered and covered by love. If you love God a lot, because he loves me a lot, and I feel that, and I trust him too, I will never go and sin. That's why, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God.
Light, fly, true God, God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, his right hand of his Father, and he is coming again his glory. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, his words be glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Εφλόγισον
επιεμπροσευκές αθήτε
εις μου ειρνή πά the green, the eternal, corruption, and death which in the world through the envy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the royal apostolic care.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice and the remembrance of evil intellect, and make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.